Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Beis. Welcome to Maseches Pesachim. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, also by the Sober and Ehrlich families in honor of the ending of Maseches Erevin and the start of Maseches Pesachim, and the Zechus for Shalema for our Daf Yomi participant. Virtually, at least, Chaim Yoshua Ben Hendel, Yishrav Rufo Shlema Besoch, Shar Chole Yisrael. Also by Mikey Pearl and family from Chicago, in honor of our Shirin, completing Maseches Erevin. And also, anonymously, in honor of the Pesachim Boys, a group of three old friends recently reunited by this Daf Yomi Shir, who started Pesachim together 25 years ago in Yeshiva in Israel, looking forward to starting and finishing the Masechta together. I don't think they finished it 25 years ago, so now we're going to come back to finish, Bezos Hashem. So we're holding Pesachim Daf Beis. The Gemara is going to, just a little bit of background to the Masechta. The first four prakim of the Masechta deal with chametz-related issues, from the requirement to search for chametz, to the Yisurim of eating chametz, owning chametz, benefiting from chametz, the definition of what's considered chametz on a Daraisa level, what's considered chametz on a Darabanan level. Then the fifth through the ninth prakim of the Masechta are all about the Karban Pesach. And then the last parak of the Masechta talks about the night of the Seder itself. So the fifth through ninth prakim are not knowing bisman chain based on Migdash Kayim, or we are not knowing when we don't have a base of Migdash, but the first through fourth and the tenth are the ones that are relate to halachos that are referred to in Shulchan Aruch. Now in today's daf, there's really only one topic. The Mishnah says that we have to do bedikas chametz at a time called Or, and the entire first couple of dafim really of the Masechta are just about how to define that word. What does the word Or mean? So the entire first daf and much of the second daf is about that word. The Gemara is going to have a machlokas amarayim, whether it means night or day. And in today's daf, we're going to have 11 proofs to demonstrate which shita is correct. The first seven proofs are from Psukim. The last four proofs are going to be from Mishnayis. Every proof is rejected except for numbers 8 and 10, which are both from Mishnayis, and both prove that Or means night. Now, in the context of discussing the various proofs of what Or actually means, we touch upon a lot of other issues in today's daf, including the ideal time a person should travel, the halachic status of light that emanates from the stars, the right to defend oneself from an intruder, the minhag of avoiding malacha on Erev Pesach. So all of that is going to come up in the context of just discussing what the word Or means. Now, the name of the Masechta is Maseches Pesachim. It's interesting because Maseches Sukkah is not called Sukkos, it's Sukkah. Maseches Rosh Hashanah is not called Rosh Hashanah, it's Rosh Hashanah. And yet, the Masechta about Pesach is not called Pesach, it's called Pesachim. So, a little bit of background. The Meiri writes in the Akdama to the Masechta that Rabbeinu HaKadosh set it up as one Masechta, but in the days of the Gaonim, they actually split it into two Masechtas. The first Masechta dealt with Chametz Matzah, and that's what they referred to in the days of the Gonim as Pesach Rishon, and then the second part of the Masechta dealt with Karban Pesach, and that's what they referred to as Pesach Sheni. And as it happens, they included Arve Pesachim with the first half of the Masechta, meaning Prakim 1 through 4 and Perek 10 were all one Masechta, that was Pesach Rishon, and 5 through 9 were Pesach Sheni. And Tos Yantav writes that it's called Maseches Pesachim B'lashon Rabbim because of that, because it incorporates both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. You can't just say that it refers to that it's called Pesachim because every year we have a Pesach, so it's Pesachim year after year, because the same is true of Rosh Hashanah, the same is true of Sukkah, right? You would have that by every Yantif, and yet this is the only one that is said in the plural. The Rambam in the Hakdama to the Seder's Rayim, when he goes through why the Masechtos are in the order that they're in, explains that this Masechta comes right after Shabbos and Erevin, because in the Parshas HaMoados and Parshas Emor, Vayikra Berach HaGimel, after Shabbos in the Parshas HaMoados, Pesach is the next one listed, and it's also the first mitzvah that was given to Klal Yisrael through Moshe Rabbeinu. The Malach Shlomo on the Mishnayis also knocked on to the Masechta. He says that it's right after Erevin, because in the last sugi in Erevin we discussed, which Elisha did yesterday, and I thank Elisha for covering the daf shir yesterday, and Malzov to everyone finishing Erevin. But in the end of Erevin, the Mishnah discusses removing Tumah from the Beis Hamikdash. So you're taking something that's unwanted, unwanted, that's undesired, that doesn't belong, and you're looking for it and getting rid of it. So the beginning of Psachim is also about going after chametz, looking for chametz that is undesired, unwanted, and getting rid of it. And that's the connection between the end of Erevin and the beginning of Maseches Psachim. So without further ado, let's begin Maseches Psachim. Arla arbas habotnas chametz la'or aner. On the or of the 14th day of Nisan, we search for chametz la'or aner. Why do we do bedikas chametz? Says Rashi, shalayavar l'bayi rabayi matze, because as Nisan d'arayis, you're not allowed to own chametz, and the best way not to own chametz is by finding it, destroying it, and then you won't own it, because it won't be around. Asks Tosos in the second line of Tosos, Kasha Lari, Kivin de Tsarch Bittel Kadar Bara Bodik Tsarch Shivatel, Umidar Raisa, Bittel Bial Masagi, Amayat Shicham Bedika Klal. Well, wait a second, there's an easier way and a way that is absolutely required anyway to get rid of the concern of Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzei. You have to do Bittel Chameit. Bittel on the Darais level is required. Habodik Tsarch Shivatel, if you do Bedika, you still got to do Bittel. So you're always going to have to do Bittel. And Midar Raisa, Bittel alone without Bedika works. So if you really want to take care of your problem by Matzei, the way to do that is not through Bedika, it's through Bittel. So he doesn't understand why, how Rashi can say that Bedika takes care of by Matzei, you're going to do Bittel anyway. That takes care of by Matzei. So therefore, Tosa suggests in the name of the Ri that the concern is Shalo Yavo La'achlo, that you get rid of the Chametz because there's a Chashash that you might come to eat it. That's what Bedika is about. Bittel, you're right, takes care of the Yisra of only chametz, but I still might see some chametz around, and I might come to forget and eat the chametz, so that's why I have to do bedika and beer to find all the chametz and get rid of all the chametz, and that way I'm never going to come to eat the chametz. Says Tosfos, but wait a second, there are lots of isurim in the Torah that are asur b'hana, and we don't find by any of these other isurim in the Torah that you have a requirement to go search for it and destroy it. We don't find by basul b'chalav that you have to search for it and destroy it. We don't find by kilei kerem that you have to search for it and destroy it. We don't find by arla that you have to search for it and destroy it. So Tosos writes, oh, the chametz is different because by all of those other isurim in the Torah that are asur b'hana, they're asur all year round. So no one's going to forget himself and think, oh, today's the day that I'm allowed to have kilei akerem. You're never allowed to have kilei akerem. But chametz, you're used to having the whole year. So it's likely that a person, he wakes up at the middle of the night and he goes down to the kitchen for a snack or something. If there's chametz around, he might not realize it. He might come to eat the chametz. So Tosos writes, lo dami l'basav chalav ha'ar of a killer kerem, shisurim noig yisur olam. All these other isurim are yisur olam. They're always aser. Or Tosa says, maybe chametz is different because the Torah already set the precedent when it comes to chametz. The Torah already told us that on a doraisa level, not only is it asur to eat, not only is it asur b'ana, it's even asur to own. The Torah never said that about arla, about kilei kerem, and about basur b'chalav. So maybe that's why the Rabbanan were just following the lead of the Torah. If the Torah says that that we're going to be more machmir by chametz, so the Rabbanan are also more machmir by chametz, and they require a bedika and biur. What do we do about Rashi? Rashi said it's Shalayavar Lav Bayura U Bayumatse. So the Ran explains that on a Daraisa level, doing Bedika Beer also takes care of Bayura Bayumatse. Meaning, on a Daraisa level, one has options. You could either do Bittel, or you could do Bedika Beer. They'll both take care of the issue of not owning chametz. Certainly, if you get rid of all your chametz, you don't own any chametz. You've avoided Balirah Bayimatze. Midrabanan, we require both. So it's fair to say that this also saves you from Balirah Bayimatze. That's how the Ran explains for Rashi. So anyway, so on the night of the 14th, we do Bedikas chametz la'ar aner, and Kalmakam Shem Machnisim of chametz in Tzarech Bedika. Any place where you don't bring chametz throughout the year, you don't have to do Bedika. It's an unrealistic concern that there will be chametz there if you don't bring chametz there ever. When do we say that you have to check the first two rows of a wine cellar? Makom shemachnis and bal chametz. That's only if it's a place where they actually do bring chametz. Shame amr beishurus apnei kol amartev beisulam shtei shurus achitzonos shein el yonos. That the Beisham I hold that it's the two rows apnei kol amartev, which we're not going to get to for another week on Daf Ches. We're going to discuss exactly what the Beisham I mean by that, which parts of the wine cellar do you need to search for chametz? And Beis Hillel says shtei shuras achitzon shein el yonos, a more limited portion of the wine cellar that they're concerned that there might be chametz. But again, we'll get to that on Daf Ches as far as what we're talking about over here, which parts of the wine cellar that's in reference to, and that's what Rashi already points out over here. But Gemara Mefarish Mahi, we'll get to that on Daf Ches. We're not supposed to understand it yet. Just know cryptically on a very in a very vague way that there are some parts of the wine cellar cellar that require bedika, others that don't. The Beis Shammai requires more of a bedika in the wine cellar than does Beis Hillel. So now, back to the word or, which is going to be the entire topic of today's daf. My or, what does the word or mean? So Rav Huna, at least in the context of our mission, we know the word or means light, right? Meaning, but when we're describing a time of day, it can't mean light over here, because we're describing a time of day. We're not describing a thing, an entity. So as far as it's used as a description of a time of day, which time of day is referred to as or? So Rav Huna Amar Nagi, Rav Yehuda Amar Leili. Rav Huna says it means the early morning, and Rav Yehuda says it means nighttime. That's what the word or means. Now the Gemara is going to have, again, like we said, a whole bunch of rayas in today's daf and tomorrow's daf as far as what or means. At the end of the day, the word or is going to mean night. When we do B'dikas Chametz on the night of the 14th, which begs the question, the Rishonim are all bothered, why would we use the term or when describing the night of B'dikas Chametz? Why not use a perfectly good term, Laila? So the Gemara is going to tell us, well, we like to speak B'lashon Naki, we like to speak in a more positive sounding way, and light is a positive word, or is a positive word, Laila sounds dreary, it sounds like a very negative word, so we want to start with something positive. Still, the word Laila appears throughout Shas. Why Dafka by Chametz? Why Dafka over here do we use the word or rather than the word Laila? So there's a basic machlokas in the Rishonim as follows. The Balamor writes that since we're starting a Masechta, so Pesach Dvarecha Ya'ir, that when you start something, you want to start off on the right foot, so you want to start with something cheerful. Can you imagine everyone wakes up at 6 a.m. or earlier to come to the Daf Yomi Shir, all excited, Pesachim, I'm going to make a Siyum at my Seder, I'm going to finish Pesachim, and it's pouring rain outside and it's dark, and the first word you see is Laila? Nah, or you want to be uplifted at the beginning of something new. So it's because it's something new, it's because it's the first word of a Masechta, says the Baal Amar. Comes the Ravid in the Kosel of Shem, and the Ravid says, no, there's a halachic implication to the word or. That the word or refers to night, yes, but only the earliest part of the night. And that's when Tanoim will use the word or, when something is supposed to be done in the earliest part of the night. And in fact, the Magen Avram and the Bach write that you're supposed to do Bedikas Chametz when there's still a little bit of daylight out. It's so early in the evening that it's not totally dark yet, and that's why we call it or, because that's actually descriptive of the part of night that we're talking about. It's a part of night where there's still a little bit of light. In fact, the Torah writes that there are those that hold that if you began to learn mibo'od yom, you don't have to stop learning when the Zman B'dikas Chametz comes, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins as well. The Ramah disagrees, and the Ramah says you do have to stop. But Mishnah Berurah explains, why does the Shulchan Aruch think that you don't have to stop? Because the Iker Zman B'dikas is really all night. So we always try to do things as early within the Zman as possible, but the Iker Zman B'dikas is all night. So if you started learning, you can continue learning. Why is the Ramah cholek? It must be that the Ramah holds that no, the Iker Zman B'dika is really only the earliest part of the night, meaning they're arguing in the same machlokas, Baal Amar and Ravid, that the Baal Amar says that the reason that we use the word R is just because it's the beginning of Masechta. But R refers to the whole night, so the Zman B'dikas Chametz is all night, and that would be what the Mechaber would tell you. The Iker Zman is really all night. But the Ravid who says, no, the word or means the part of the night where it's still light out, the earliest part of the night. Well, then the Iker Zman B'dika is really the earliest part of the night. And even if you started learning, you shouldn't continue learning and miss the Iker Zman B'dika. That's the question. There's a discussion in Hagodas Hagudas Ezov, according to the Pnei Halacha section of the Masifta over here. He writes that you're allowed to learn Hilchus B'dikas Chametz, even though the Zman B'dikas Chametz has arrived. You're not allowed to learn anything else because it's going to distract you, but you're allowed to learn Hilchus B'dikas Chametz because you're not going to forget to do B'dikas Chametz by learning Hilchus B'dikas Chametz. And he says, Mashal Ma'adav Doma, that you're not allowed to be Kori La'or HaNer on Shabbos, Gzeira Shamayata, that you might come to tilt the candle, but you're the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Aruch Haim, so Ma'ayin Reishay, you're allowed to learn Perek Bamim Madlikin La'or HaNer, because you're not going to forget and be Mata HaNer if you're learning Perek Bamim Madlikin about which Neros light well, and you're not going to come to tilt. So whether that halacha can be applied over here probably depends on this issue as well. That if the whole reason that you're not allowed to learn when it comes to the Zman of Bedikas Chametz is that you might get distracted, so then in a chinami, we don't want you to get distracted and forget, but you're not going to forget if you're learning about Hilchos Bedikas Chametz. But if it's more than that, like the Ravid writes, that no, it's not just that you're going to get distracted and forget to do it later. You need to do it now, because now is or, later is not really or. So then even if you're not going to get distracted and forget, but right now you're passing up the opportunity of when a person is supposed to be doing their bedikas chametz. Okay, so anyway, we have this machlokas. Rufuna says it means daytime. Rav Yehuda says it means nighttime. So says more kasal tadaitach nmadi amanagi nagi mamish. We're going to work with the assumption that when you say daytime, you mean literally daytime, and when you say nighttime, the one who says nighttime holds it's literally nighttime. Whenever the Gemara starts a conversation with kasal kadaitach, it means that eventually we're going to disprove that idea, and we're going to see that it's not in fact true. Now it happens to be that mandi amar leili leili mamish holds true lemaskana. It's only the mandi amar nagi nagi mamish does not hold true lemaskana. That the one that holds that it's daytime means literally daytime, that's not true lemaskana. So Tosus points out that we use the lashon of kasal kadaitach because of that mandi amar. The mandi amar nagi is not going to really be nagi mamish, but the other half actually is going to hold true lemaskana, that Rav Yehuda says Leili actually does mean Leili Mamish. So now, says Gemara, let's bring Raya's. Raya number one, Meisvei, Haboker Or Va'anashim Shulchu. The Boker was Or, and the men were sent. So Alma, what do you see from there, from the pasuk about the brothers of Yosef being sent, that Or Yamamahu? It says it right there, Haboker Or, morning is Or. So you see that Or means daytime. So says Gemara, no, Miksiv Or Boker. Does it say that Or is Boker? Haboker Or Ksiv. It says Haboker Or, and that's Kaman Diyamra, Tzafra Nahar. That's like people say that the morning has become light, meaning the word Or in this pasuk is not a reference to a time of day. The word Or in this pasuk is a reference to light. And everyone agrees that the word Or could also mean light, that's for sure. So that's all it means in this pasuk. Why does the pasuk highlight that Yosef's brothers Dafke hit the road when it was light outside? Because that's what you're supposed to do. The halacha is, Rabbi Dom Rav says, that a person should always go out b'chitov and come in b'chitov. Why should a person always travel when it's light outside? So Tosus points out over here that there's a Gemara in Maseches Baba Kama that says that the reason is mishum mazikin, that there are all sorts of mazikin that are out at nighttime, and the Gemara darshans it from pasuk of Lotetsu Ishmi Pesach Beso, that because of mazikin a person shouldn't go out at night. Tosus says, but wait a second, over here we have a different pasuk. We don't have Lotetsu Ishmi Pesach Beso. We have a Boker Arva Nashim Shulchu. Why do I need two separate psukim to tell me that you're not supposed to go out at night? So Tosus writes Va'omer Rashba. When Tosus quotes the Rashba, it's not the Chidushei Rashba, the Torah Sabai. It's not that Rashba. It's the Rashmi Shantz. So Va'omer Rashba, the Trichi Trei Kai Haboker Ard Sarich Liir Acheres Va'afilu Hecha Delecha Lemecha Shemazikin Kigon Ache Yosef Davi Yiralef Atam Mipnei Hapsach Va'atam Mipnei Hapsachim. That there are two very good reasons not to go out at night. One is that there are mazikin out, but you know what? You're protected from mazikin if you're in a group. Mazikin only attack individuals. But then there's another good reason not to go out at night. If you're not familiar with the roads, and you may end up with your car stuck in a ditch somewhere because you took a wrong turn or you don't know where to go. So that's also a good reason not to go out. So I need two psukim, one to tell me about each reason not to go out at night. So we dafka don't go out at night because of two psukim, because of two totally separate reasons not to go out at night. Tosus Maseches Chulin and Daf Tzadi Aleph, Tosus writes in the name of Rabbeinu Tam that the issue to go out at night is only for Talmidei Chachamim, because the Mazikim are Meskanei b'Talmidei Chachamim. They have a certain attraction to attack Talmidei Chachamim. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Nun Dalet tells us that there are three people that require Shimur: a Melech, a Talmud Chacham, and a Chassan. Right? We're familiar with the Chassan always requiring a Shomer on the day of his wedding. It's not really just on the day of his wedding. Really, the requirement of a shomer is throughout Sheva Brachos. He has a din of a chassan. So that's why a chassan doesn't go out yichidi during Sheva Brachos, doesn't go out alone during Sheva Brachos. I remember when I got married, 22 years ago, so I asked Rav Shechter whether I should go to Minyan during during the week of Shavu Brachos. And he said, yeah, I mean, should I go to Shacharis? He said, yeah, but you're not alone. You have to have someone pick you up. You're not allowed to leave the house alone. The chasen requires Shemira. It doesn't just mean before the wedding. It means throughout the week of Shavu Brachos. So when it says in our Gemara that Lolim Yikanei Sadam B'chi Tov, which is mashma, that a person should always go when it's light outside, and it doesn't say Talmud Chacham, that's because in our sugya we're talking about when you're traveling far from the city. And the chashash is not only because of mazikim, but because of the mechsholos, of that other concern. But maybe when it comes to mazikim, there's a greater chashash, or maybe even only a chashash, when it comes to Talmidei Chacham, and not when it comes to everybody else. So says the Gemara Vayter. Now let's try Raya number two. Meisvei, uka'or boker yizrach shemesh. By or, which is boker, the sun will shine. So Alma or Yamamu, it sounds that or is a description of daytime. So miksiv or boker, does it say or boker? Uki or boker ksiv. The pasuk is making some sort of mashal over here. It's making some sort of equation over here. Uki or boker. Vachikamer, this is what it means to say. Uka or boker b'olam hazeh, kein zrich Hashem shesadikim li'olam haba. That when it's or boker in this world, the light that you find just at the beginning of the that you find when the sun is strongest in this world, that's going to be like the first rays of light for tzaddikim in Olam Haba. Meaning in Olam Haba, the light of the tzaddikim is going to be so great, it's going to be so overwhelming, that the greatest light we could imagine is just the first rays of light for tzaddikim in Olam Haba. So Meisvei says Gemara, a third possible raya, Vayirka Elokim La'or Yom, that the pasuk tells us in Bereishis, in Meisvei Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Or Yom. So you see, Or is a time of day that's called Yom, Alma Or Yamamuhu. So isn't that a raya that Or is day? No, Hachi Kamar. This is what it means to say. Lemeiru ba karo yom. That Kodesh Baruch Hu called from the time that it begins to get light, he called that day. But Or, again over here, is not a reference to a time of day, it's a reference to light. So when light starts to shine, that's day. Elameat of Lechoshech karo layla, Lemachshu ba karo layla. But then how do you read the second half of the pasuk? Second half of the pasuk says, and Choshech he called night. Does that mean when it begins to get dark, it's already called night? That's not true, la halacha. We pass them until Tzeis HaKochavim, it's still daytime. It began to get dark way before Tzeis HaKochavim, and yet we still say that L'choshech Karalayda. So how could you possibly consistently translate this pasuk as when it begins to get light, we're calling that day? You then can't read the second half of the pasuk, because it's not night when it begins to get dark. El Achikam, no, what happened was, what the pasuk is telling us, that Kodesh Baruch Hu called the Bria, called light, and he said, your job is to serve during the daytime. And he called the Bria, called Choshech, and he said, your job is to serve during the nighttime. So that's, Vayikra Lukim La'or Yom L'Choshech Kara Laila. Or does not mean a time of day, nor does it even mean light. It's the Bria, the entity through which light comes into the world. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu took that Bria through which light comes into the world and says, and assigned it to a task during the daytime, and Choshech is the Bria through which darkness comes into the world, and that was given the task of serving at nighttime, which makes it sound like darkness is a Bria, that darkness is not only the absence of light. That's a discussion in Poskim, actually, whether darkness is a thing, or darkness is just when you don't have light. Well, certainly the Choshech of Yimei Bereishis was an actual Bria. The question is whether still, maybe now darkness is simply the absence of light. So may say the Gemara discusses a fourth possible Raya. Halu kol koch ve'ar, that the pasuk says in Tehillim that a kol koch ve'ar should praise Hashem, Alma or Urtu. So the stars of Ar, here's a raya, that Ar doesn't mean day, that Ar means night. The stars are out at night. We're saying the stars of the time of day called Ar, apparently nighttime stars, should praise Hashem. So it says, no, hachikamer, halu kol kochavim hami'irim. Over here also the word Ar just means light, that all the kochavim that give off light should praise Hashem. Says, that can't be what the pasuk means. Only the stars that give off light should praise Hashem, and stars that don't give off light don't need to praise Hashem. But doesn't the pasuk say that all of God's legions have to praise Hashem? How can it be that only the stars that give off light, only the most powerful stars? Doesn't make sense. No, what the pasuk is telling me is as follows: the or de kochavim nami orhu. Again, the word or over here is not referring to a time of day; it's referring to light. And it's telling us that the minimal light that's given by stars is halachically considered or. L'may nafkamina that it's halachically considered or. What halacha is there about or that I need to know that the light of stars is halachically considered or? Says Mara, l'noder mina or. If a person takes a neder that he's not going to get hanoa from or, question is, can he go out at night when the stars are shining bright? Because he's going to get hanoa from the stars of the from the light of the stars. And they did tanya. The girsa is hanodim and or also ba'or and shel kochavim. If a person takes a neder from or, he's not even allowed to get hanoa from the or and shel kochavim. Now, generally speaking, the Bavim Tosfos points out when it comes to nedarim, you don't really need rayas from psukim to tell me what is called, what's not called. Is it called light? Is it not called light? When it comes to nedarim, the rule by nedarim is halacha charlashon b'nei adam. Nedarim is dependent on what a person has committed to do. So, if a person took a commitment, I'm not going to get any hanoa from or. We have to assess that based on what people call R, not what is some objective definition of R. That's rule number one in the Dharma. It's always achar lashon b'nei adam. So Tosfos writes that when the lashon b'nei adam is against the mikra, then we go with lashon b'nei adam. But if lashon b'nei adam doesn't give us a clear path, then we assume he meant to define it the way the Tanakh defines it. That's how a Jew speaks. A Jew probably meant to say exactly what the Tanakh says. There may be another nafkamin over here that the Achronim discuss that it's interesting. The Gemara didn't even raise. The Torah writes that if a person is traveling on Matzoy Shabbos and he doesn't have a ner to say Bori Ma'orei Ha'esh on, that he could stick his hands up toward the sky to the Ora Kochavim, which come from Eish, and he could say Bori Ma'orei Eish. It's based on a Pirkei Reb Elazar that you can use the Ora of the Kochavim to recite Bori Ma'orei Ha'esh. So in the Tshuvas Be'er Moshe, Rav Moshe Stern, the Deber Tzidur Rav, has a section of his Tshuvas called Kuntras Electric, where he deals with all issues relating to electricity. So he says in the Kuntras Electric that the Tana of Pirkei Reb Elazar is the Tana of the Brisa in our sugya, that Anodim and Or is also Ba'or Kochavim, because that's also called Or. Halu Kol Koch Ve Or, that the Or of the stars is called Or, and according to that, that the light of the stars is called Or, you could say Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh. You could refer to it as an Or, as the Ma'orei. But Lahalacha, we don't pass like this Tana, and that's why in Shulchan Aruch we don't have this din of saying the bracha of Mori Ha'esh on stars. So we don't paskin that you're allowed to say the bracha of Mori Ha'esh on stars, and that's why it's not mentioned lahalacha, because it's assuming like this Tana, which we don't paskin like at all. Other Achronim point out that there's another problem. Even if it's called Or, it's not Ma'orei Ha'esh. It's Ma'orei something. It's some sort of light. There's a discussion what exactly the nature of the light is, but it's not. It's certainly not in the classic sense. It's certainly not Eish. And Rabbi Yaakov Emdin in Marok Tzia says you can bring a raya to the Torah from our sugya, though, that it does work, because the Or Kochavim is called Or, so you could say Bari Mare Eish, but he says, not really a raya, because even though Or Kochavim is called Or, it's not called Ma'or Ha'esh, meaning exactly the idea that we just expressed, that even if it's called Or, that does not necessarily mean that it's an Or Ha'esh. And in order to say the bracha, you need it to be an Or Ha'esh, and not just an Or. So says Gemara now, weiter, a fifth raya, two lines from the bottom of the page. Meisve la'or yakum ratzeach yiktal ani ve'evyon obalaili hi kaganov, that the pasuk describes in Sefer Iov, that at the or a rotzeach will go and just outright kill someone, but at laila that a person is acting more in secret because he's just trying to steal things, he doesn't want any sort of confrontation. So we're contrasting in the pasuk or versus laila. We know what laila means. Laila means night. So if we're describing the behavior of those who go and steal at Or versus those who go and steal at Laila, it's pretty clear that Or means day. Hamid Kamar, but Laila Yi Kaganif. From the fact that we contrast the Or with Laila, and Laila's Kaganif, Alma or Yamamuhu. So that seems to be a pretty clear raya that Or means Yom. So it says, well, no. Hasam hachi kamar. What we mean to say is as follows: Ipshitalach milsa kinuhura dana foshos kaasi rotzeachu v'nitan latzil benafshi benafsho. That if you know that the person is coming to attack you, you wake up in the middle of the night and there's someone breaking into your house. If you know that he's coming with the intent to kill, then he's a rotzeach, and you're allowed to save him from doing the avera by killing him. You can stop him from robbing you and killing you by killing him. But v'misapgalach milsa kalele. But if you're not sure, it's like nighttime over here. Nighttime doesn't mean a time of day. It means when something is uncertain, just like when you're trying to see in the dark of night, and you're uncertain as to what you're looking at. When you don't have a sense of certainty, then you should view him like a ganav, and you're not able to kill him. So that's what the Gemara in Sanhedrin elaborates on this, that when can you ever be sure that the person is not going to kill you? Meaning the idea that he's going to kill you doesn't just mean that if you play, that if you pretend to sleep, that he's going to kill you. No, most of the time, if you pretend to sleep, he'll just take whatever he wants and he'll leave. But it's not expected of a person to pretend to sleep if someone is going through his entire house. It's expected that a person will try to defend himself. And if when you try to defend yourself, you believe that this person will kill you in trying to defend himself from you defending yourself, then you're allowed to kill him as well. You're allowed to use such force. You can shoot the guy dead. I'm not saying American law, but in halacha, if there's a possibility he's going to kill you, so he's a rodef, and you're allowed to kill him. But if you're sure that he would never kill you, even if you confront him, how could you ever be sure that he's not? So that's what the Gemara Sanhedrin says. That's an aval aben. If the person that's breaking into your house is your own father, then you know your own father would never kill you. He may be desperate enough for money that he's going to rob his own child, but he would never go that far to actually kill his child. So ba'aval aben, then it's bar l'cha k'shemesh that he's not going to bother you. He's not going to kill you, and therefore you're not allowed to kill him. It's not niten lahatzilo b'nafsho. Exactly how to apply aval aben and ben al av over here is somewhat of machlokas Rashi and Tosos, but begadol that's the basic difference between aval aben versus any other relationship. This is actually a discussion of posting. What if it's your mother? Would your mother kill? Meaning is the fact that we don't say mother because the mother would never steal in the first place. The mother would never be the one sneaking into your house to steal. Or do we not say the mother because the mother will kill you? So that's a discussion in the poskim. Okay, so Meisve. So says Gemara Raya number 6. Yechshu kochvin nishbo yikav lo'or va'ayin va'al yira ba'af apai shachar. That the poskim in Eov laments his fate, and he says that he was waiting for Or and it didn't come. He was hoping for Or and it didn't come, and his eyelids will not see shachar. So midkamer yikav lo'or va'ayin alma or yamamuhu. When he describes that he's waiting for Or and it doesn't come, sounds like Or is daytime. So says Mar, no, hasa melatu de kalayat le Eov lemazale. Eov was really cursing his general mazel. Amr yeheruah de litzbe hachgav lenuhura v'lo lishkeche. That I'm looking for a ray of light. He doesn't mean, Or over here doesn't mean a time of day that he's waiting for morning. I'm looking for a ray of light, and there's no light in my life. There's not a single ray of light. Everything was going wrong for Eov. So Meisve says the Gemara will bring Raya number 7. Davra Melech and Tehillim. Va'omer ach choshech yishufeni. Va'layla or ba'adeni. Alma or Yamamu. He says, what happened? I thought I'd be enveloped in darkness forever. And then Laila or ba'adeni. Laila turned into Or. What does Laila turn into? It turns into day when the sun rises. So Alma or Yamamu. It seems pretty clear then that the word Or means Yom over here. So it says, no. Hasam hachi kamer David. Ani amarti achoshuk yishveni l'olam haba shuhu doma l'yom. I thought that even Olam Haba, which is considered like a spiritual daytime, would be dark for me. I thought that because of my sin with Batsheva, I'm done. I'm not even going to have Olam Haba. That Olam Haba, which is supposed to be daytime, is going to be darkness for me. Achshav Olam Hazeh, shu doma l'layla, or badeni. And now it turns out that Olam Hazeh, which is doma l'layla, that even that is lit up for me. Meaning I was willing to suffer in this world if there was going to be a payoff in the next world. I thought I wasn't even going to get a payoff in the next world. It turns out I got to enjoy the benefits of this world as well. So that's that's the Kalach HaTshuva. So Meisvei says the Gemara, Raya number 8. Rabbi Yehuda, now we're done with the Rayas from Psukim. Now we're going to bring Rayas from Mishnayas. So Raya number 8 is from a Mishnah we're going to have on Daf Yulam and Beis. Rabbi Yehuda, we're both going to or Arba'a Asar. It's not Arba'a Asar. The gives or Arba'a Asar. We do B'dikas Chametz on the or of Arba'a Asar. And then Ubarba Asar Shachris, again in the morning of Erev Pesach, Ubishas Abir, and again in the afternoon when it comes time for Bir Chametz. So Mitkam Rabbi Yehuda Botkin or Arba Asar. Ube Arba Asar Shachris Alma or Ortuhu. From the fact that he's setting up times to do Bedika, and he says first at or, then morning, then afternoon. So it sounds like or means nighttime. Shmamina. So that one we have no rejection for, and this is our first accepted Raya. Raya number 8, we accept that the word or in fact means night. Raya number 9. When is one not allowed to do malacha on Erev Pesach? Rabbi Lozman. It's from the time of Or. Rabbi Yehuda Mishas Hanetzachama. It's from the sunrise. So I'm like Rabbi Loz Ben Yaakov. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Loz Ben Yaakov comments to Rabbi Yehuda. How could you say it's from sunrise? V'chihecha matzinu yom shemuktsasu asu basias melacha muktsasu mutu basias melacha. Where do we ever have a day on the Jewish calendar that part of that day you're not allowed to do melacha and the other part of the day you are allowed to do melacha? Right on Shabbos, the whole day of Shabbos, you're not allowed to do melacha. We don't say do melacha all night, and then Shabbos morning you don't do. We don't have such a thing. So how could you say that on Erev Pesach you could just go do malacha all night, and then when the sun rises you stop doing malacha? Amalei, so he responded back. Erev Pesach is already a day that's split for different halachos. Because even you agree that there's an Isra of Achilas Chametz for part of the day on Erev Pesach, but not for the entire day on Erev Pesach. So if ever there was a day you could split halachically, it's Erev Pesach. So it shouldn't be so strange that you could do malacha for part of the day and not for the other part of the day. So what did the word or mean in this whole conversation? So how did it go that Rabbi Lazar, that we said when does it become Asar Basias Malacha? Rabbi Lazar Ben Yaakov said from or, and Rabbi Yehuda said from sunrise. So it must be that when Rabbi Lazar Ben Yaakov said or, he meant the previous night, that the Isra of Asiyas Malacha begins on the night of Bedikas Chametz, the night of Erev Pesach. So lo, my or Amud HaShachar. No. Maybe he just meant earlier in the morning, like way before sunrise at Amud HaShachar. Well, says Gemara, Ihachi Dekamer Lehechem Metzin Yom Shom Ksas Mutz Basiyas Malacha Ksas Hasu Basiyas Malacha Neima Iyul Lenafshei Ha'ika Laila Dekashari Rabbi Lazar Ben Yaakov. But then what's his whole taina? His whole taina is, where do you ever find a calendar day that gets split? If you yourself hold that you have all night that you can still do malacha, and it's only at Amud HaShachar that malacha becomes asur, you yourself agree that you're splitting a calendar day. So how could you go on the attack and say, oh, how could everything change at sunrise? How could everything change at Amud HaShachar? Why would you attack the other opinion of Rabbi Lazar Ben Yaakov? So it says of Rabbi Yehuda rather. So, this is what he meant to say. Bishlam ledidi ashkachna to kapalgi rabbanim ben yamam lele. According to me, yes, we split the day, but what do? We split nighttime from daytime. And that's not so strange to have different halachas at nighttime than we do at daytime. How do I know it's not so strange? To Tanya Gabi Tainus Sibur. We have that by Tainus Sibur. Ad Masay Ochel Vishose. When can you eat and drink until? Achiyal Amud HaShachar. Divrei Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov. You could eat and drink according to Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov until Amud HaShachar. All night, you're still allowed to eat and drink on a typical Tainus Sibur. Rabbi Shimon Amar Kros Gever until the rooster crows. So it makes sense that we'll split nighttime from daytime. El-Ledidach, but you who say that you're allowed to continue to do until sunrise. Where do you find that within the daytime itself that we're going to split the day? He said, so his response was, well, look at Erev Pesach itself. Part of the day you're allowed to eat chametz, part of the day you're not allowed to eat chametz. So says Mara Shapir, Kamalei Rabbi Yehuda Blaz. It sounds like Rabbi Yehuda got the last word over here, that you do in fact find that in Erev Pesach you split the day as far as achilas chametz, so why isn't that taka a good raya that you're allowed to split the day as far as the Yisra Siyas Malacha? So says Mara, no. Hachi Kamalei Rabbi Blaz. Rabbi Blaz would respond as follows. I'm trying to tell you about Nisr Malacha and Erev Pesach, which is only Drabanan. Where do we ever find that the Rabbanan split the day? And you're going to start talking to me about the Yisra of Achilles Chametz and Erev Pesach? That's a Dindal Raisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could split wherever he wants to split. He can decide that that up until X number of hours you're allowed to eat Chametz, and after that you're not allowed to eat Chametz. But where do we ever find that this is the style of the Rabbanan to do, that the Rabbanan are going to take a day and cut it in half? When it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he can decide up until here is Asr, and then up until here is Mutter, whatever. The Edach, and the other would respond, Rabbi Yehuda would respond back to Rabbi Lezer, Sha'us to Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan also split the day as far as Achilles Chametz. Because on a Darais level, it's only at Chatzos that you're not allowed to eat Chametz anymore. But yet, we stop already an hour or two before Chatzos. We'll see those sugya soon. So that's Midrabbanan that we stop. So the Rabbanan also split the day. The Idach, and Rabbi Lezer would respond back, Harchaka udav Rabbanan Daraisa. No, that's only because Hashem already split the day, so we split the day further. We cut the time back a little bit further. But you never find that the Rabbanan invent a split of a day that the Torah has not already split. And therefore, by Asiyas Malacha, you wouldn't split the day. Meisvei, Raya number 10. We only lift up torches to inform everybody that the new month has arrived when the Chodesh comes on time, which means the previous month was only a 29-day month. L'kadsho, to be Mekadosh day 30 is Rosh Chodesh. Ve'emasai, Masiyah, Masuah, said, at what time of day do we lift up the torches? La'or Iburo, on the or of day 30, Alma or Ortu. So you see, it only makes sense to lift up torches at night, because that's when they'll be seen. So you see that or means night. Shema Mina, that Raya stands as well. And then the 11th and final Raya for today, Meisvei Hayomi Kal Lailo Makrovel Mizbech, La'ora Ton Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds, if a Kohen was up all night and it was to be Makrovel Mizbech, in the Ora, he needs Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. So don't you see that or means daytime? Because when morning comes, he needs to wash his hands and feet. Says Gemara, no, you're right that means daytime, but ora shiny. That just proves that the word ora means daytime. It does not prove that the word or means daytime. Baruch Hashem, we'll pick up with Raya number 12 tomorrow. Yeah, have a great day, everyone.